shield you in his grace and push them aside. They're desperate. They've never been able to conquer the other loyal angels, and so this war has remained in stalemate for thousands of years. And while this state of affairs endures, no soul can meet its God. Your parents and their parents and so on from the beginning lie still in Wormir. Of course, some of them do come to me eventually. For while heaven may be closed, I am always open, even on Christmas. Humans, and how I love you talking monkeys for this. Know more about war and treachery of the spirit than any angel. Gabriel is well aware of this, and has found a way to steal the blackest soul on earth to fight for him. If he wins, heaven opens. I know that this new heaven will just be another hell. See, I'm not here to help you, little bitch, because I love you or because I care for you, but because two hells is one hell too many. And I can't have that. What I'm offering you is a chance to finally open heaven to your kind. What do you say?
LSD. No drugs. How do you feel right now?
I'm staying up all night. can't sleep. I'm sorry.
Easy, darling. They call us, we call you, you call them, and you chat until they come. Can get a little freaky sometimes.
Giants.
Corporate world.
You are the ones who listen. Gotta listen. Yes?
Yes.
You're the one who appreciates them. You're the ones who doesn't judge them. You want them to like you, ladies. Because if they like you, they call back.
After yes, it's early in the morning.
Kanaga, Kanaga.
An instability of self-image, relationships, and mood. Uncertainty about goals, impulsive and activities that are self-damaging, such as casual sex.
I like that.
Social contrariness and a generally pessimistic attitude are often observed.
There aren't any stress tables for brunettes.
Would you stop talking like a damn footnote?
By the thousands, they ride in for photograph, autograph, a lock of hair. If they only knew it, all they have to do is push a doorbell. They get everything. Good.
Unhappiness for everyone.
No, an adjustment is a quick, relatively painless, and quite successful procedure involving an invasive electromanipulation of our cerebellum. Woo!
Be very careful. Open it up.
Whoa. There it is. Not much to look at.
It's not what's on the outside that matters. It's what's on the inside. Ooh, you are looking at the cleverest, meanest, sickest talking monkey. I love him.
Not so fast, Doc.
Go. Let's go.
Close it up.
Initializing 24-hour clock.
Thank you.
Houston, we're getting close here. Initiating final check, please.
Fuel cells.
Fuel cells, check.
Hydraulics.
Hydraulics, check.
GPS, 26.
And then new one.
IPL.
AT&T.
GPC, no 4.
KFC.
EDP.
YMCA.
CNCN 5.
BMW.
CNS.
CNN.
CNS.
IHOP.
Computer Navigation Systems.
Practical Tinkle.
CNS, check.
Initiating final launch sequence.
All right, people, looking good. T minus 10. Let's light her up.
15. 29.
Why am I holding? What's in the middle of my nose?
2. 1.
First to ever stand on Mars.
Now you're the biggest idiot on 2 planets.
We're the first to talk on Mars. I'm the first to walk backwards on Mars. First to blow a kiss on Mars. Hey, you're the first to blush on Mars.
I'd like to be the first guy to die on Mars.
Well, sorry, Mr. First to show inappropriate anger on Mars.
I'm not listening. I'm turning this radio off.
Well, you're the first to not listen to me on Mars.
Na 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 na.
Please talk to me.
Na 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 na.
I want to get to know you more for the first time on Mars.
He means he considers the humans his friends.
No.
Rather amused, actually.
Developing a friendship. This is an unnatural relationship. The most intellectually and emotionally bereft race in the 12 systems. Their language doesn't even have a word for friend.
Oh, I've got to show you.
It's too much, Mr. Lincoln.
I do believe you intended it as a gift. Traveled 4 million lunasecs to bring a present to a bunch of squalid, self-absorbed Homo sapiens. Whoopsie.
You always were the Butterfingers, Mr. Lincoln.
Too true, Mr. Coolidge. Too true.
You would never see such a disgusting display of human coddling on our beloved Wiffneck.
Wiffneck is a civilized planet. Put your game face back on.
Aliens?
Farewell. Troublesome human maggots.
You'd like it here, you know. We've got everything. Power cuts, strikes, unemployment, race riots, and a terrific crime rate.
If you think Monty Python is outrageous, if you think Saturday Night Live is controversial,
the president having sex with someone who works for the White House, preposterous,
then you're ready for something completely different.
And we had, I don't know how much of that you got, but we had an enormous amount of noise over the last couple of minutes. It started again.
Warning. 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 Toxins being introduced in the rainforest. Homeostasis is at 99.1%.
This is so exciting.
I don't do this one. Your only choices are hate and gratitude. Who wants to be grateful?
Exactly. It was like, this is a horrible thing, and I'm going to wake up in a minute, and this is not going to be true.
How do you say?
Ah, yes.
Sure. Oh, well, this is a little potent for the layperson. It'd probably blow your head off, I'm afraid.
It worked, and it worked miracles. It absolutely eliminated any fear that they wouldn't like you or that you weren't good enough. So instead of taking years of painfully coming to grips with reality, you change reality. Reality comes to you. And you didn't have to be funny, intelligent, or insightful. It didn't matter what you said. Content had nothing to do with it. So it was like I had joined some kind of cult.
Every one of you here, ladies and gentlemen, has something in common. Something that links you to your neighbor. We are all of us searching for a clue that shows us what life truly promises us. For a way of seeing what lies under the simple surface of it.
It's almost out of Jack time, and there's only one Gary here.
Dramatic.
Two Dougs. 18 Bobs.
That everyone needs.
And a show with its own.
Tuned out generation.
Yes, they're here too.
You're with us now.
Well, we're tuning in on you
right now.
Now.
It's early in the morning.
There's no one here.
Send now.
It's Wednesday. Okay, we're on lock.
Stand up.
Yes,
that's right. How many subgeniuses are awake this early?
Why is he the stranger?
There's one.
How many subgeniuses?
Fewer than
so why were they there? Why was it Wednesday?
Stargate.
He was actually shown into the dining room.
Who is this?
Hi, Jennifer.
Me.
Just another little caller.
Melvin Dibuloid.
What time?
Dibuloid.
That
E.T. Go home.
Of whom he has heard beasts.
Turn this listener up. I have a feeling this is somebody I've met before.
I know.
And been poisoned in their mind.
Waiting for the
moment
of destiny that might never come.
The two sons of B conducting a duel. Snives in the window.
No, it's just that kind of thing where all of a sudden the airways get all crowded with people that want their own little shows.
So, yes, so these ones are vision
lines that probably have their own show.
Just not on the radio.
Come on.
They don't even have a radio to listen to this show with.
Something just
and here we are listening to this show with our ears instead of our radio.
Why are we here now?
And where are we going? And why are you listening to this? What is the matter with you anyway?
Turn off your radio.
You shouldn't be listening to this shit.
I mean, you should
be
asleep right
now.
I can't believe he said that.
They're so used to talking on cable radio, they forget themselves when they're back on the radio, on broadcast. Oh, ow! He's throwing the words back on the speaker.
Turn off your radio.
Turn off your
phone. He's putting those bad words back in the monitor.
Why are you listening to that?
Bad words.
That's only 12:20.
How could they talk?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah. We'll put Paul Harvey back on.
We're going to say bad words.
Yeah.
Well, these are no bad words.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mr. Bohondas?
Mr. Bohondas is not
a name that dare not be pronounced.
Please don't scare us, but Mr. Bohondas is not
here tonight.
I think I'm having a nervous breakdown.
No, not here.
Well, we don't want anyone to have a nervous breakdown, but Mr. Bohondas.
But any questions?
Well, you know, he died in jail. His little dog up and died.
Yeah, we've got a problem with the color here.
Song died.
Well,
we've got a problem with the color here, Mr. Bohondas.
I think so. Well, put us on the monitor there.
We're on the monitor here. We're on video here. This is Channel X in Oakland. Channel X in U.S. Oakland.
Yes, I've heard of Channel X.
Frank Bent, Phil Borgen.
Frank Bent.
Past recurrence occurring again. We've got a close-up on Frank. Frank says, hi, guys. Place. It's from us to you.
And
it's
for Frank.
How about this?
It's the Star-Spangled Frankness.
That's true.
We haven't had Frank Bent on this radio show.
I'm standing up in my pants, and I want you to know that we're all excited.
Yes.
It's a wonderful night.
It's time for Johnny Carson.
You really love Ronald Reagan. You'll pull down your pants and sit on your tape recorder.
No, I'm holding my tape recorder. It's an impossible situation to contend with at this moment. We have new guitar zones. We have many musical numerandos for everyone in listening land to view on their video nets.
That's pretty good. And how much are the tapes?
Well, the tapes are $13.95. We've got four.
We
got a problem. Wait.
His mind is as though it were a burning chimney in a brain that can be aptly described as a high bound house of sin, seething with sludgy pus and pulsing furious beneath his squamish latex skull. Barely the stentuous charred nerves permeates the place. Pestiferous pontification plagues our souls with such senseless silliness about squeamish subjects spoken of in tender seriousness that threatens to choke the philosophical with a ravage of knowledge.
Yes.
Or kill me.
Same old speech,
or kill me. Or kill the listener.
All the time. Well, we're going to have to put you on hold, little listener, because we've got to open up another package of callers. So you hold on to your shoes.
Don't go away. Whatever doesn't happen.
Okay, I'm all better now.
May be cliche, but I can't resist.
Well, how can you speak so good up there?
I don't know.
Identify yourself, or dog.
Go get some feedback.
It's a feedback.
Let's feed them and preen them.
Come on, really. What's
they
the problem?
They smell bad, but they're fun.
We'll help you.
That's what we're here for.
We're here to help all of
you. Nice music.
We're going to be taking
not
on
scary
a journey to Bob Dolls, and we'll help you.
Yes, this is the religion that is going to get you. Either way, join, we're going to get you. Don't join, we're going to get you.
Now, how many tickets to Dallas do we have?
That's right. And how many limousines and how many dead presidents' wives?
Hello?
And how many persons full of brain matter?
Listen, these are the test questions. Please keep up with the script. You're going to have to be passing these tests. Well, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go back and hurt our other listener.
Now, we'll be right back.
Of course, we're talking about
everyone.
We're talking about Mr. Radio Man.
That's us. Look right here on the script. We're trying to fix the phone now. We're Mr. Radio Man.
Okay, Mr. Radio Man. Sorry, Channel X has become disconnected here. Somehow or the other.
You're
glad. We're going to be having a lot of fun tonight trying to expurge the horrible demons of America. Americana from your poor little minds. Yes, you live in the most horrible country, the richest but most horrible country in the whole world. You know why? Because everybody's not like me. If you lived in another country, everyone would be like me, and things would be a damn lot better. And let's just ask this listener right here what he thinks about that. Hello, listener.
Hello, hello. This is Phil Borgen.
Well, hi, Phil. How's the mattress biz?
Well, it's better than ever. I mean, I'm telling you, we're floating on a fluffiness of reality now.
Well, we're not usually allowed to do commercials on KPFA, but if you'd like to try your hand at the unmentionable horror of some actual crass commercial business on the station, go right ahead.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the effort at all times.
I'm having the $200
like all those people listening, please come on down to our shop now. Our shop, because we just installed a fan that has a neon sign that blinks on and off as a rapid hypnotic trance-like rhythm that will hypnotize you. Enter our door. Thank you.
And
that's enough.
I'd like to ask our
Senator, UF Oakland,
on the magnetic recording mattresses. Doctor, what's his name about that?
Oh, yes, he works in the back room.
Puzzling evidence. That's what.
Telepathy is the ability of one person.
He gives three
random. You never know. You never know. All down there in the UF Oakland, they're all full of little nooks and crannies, and everything's happening.
Well, there's
what?
Magic
more people
balls
at the door?
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Well, some. Hey,
Bill, place is going crazy. The building's spinning around. Still at the door? We're trying to turn the building around so they can't find the door.
Hey, the government wants you to get all away from me. Just look at
come on, somebody grab that station.
Reagan, what's he doing on this nice
station? I'm
getting all dizzy. I'm just sitting here in this chair and everything's going around and around.
We're talking economics.
This is KPFA now.
Hey, buy more mattresses.
Mattresses.
They are good for you.
We have to tow the jelly-like leftist mind carefully through Berkeley to hurt no one.
Zerkley?
Zerkley, Zerkley. Every time
Zerkley.
Zerkley.
Man,
no,
my meter's running
all
up front. I gotta fix it up for my
my car.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't need another.
Now we're down, man. We need some new paint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
We need a new hit of screen. I feel like
I heard that.
Yeah.
I need some screen gas.
Some green gas.
Some tape recorders too.
And you know what?
And some recording tape.
Hey, the last time I
some splicing tape. Don't forget the new Radio Shack splicing box.
I breathed horrible screen. I almost threw up.
Get on radio. I got show all over me last time I did that stuff.
Subgenius radio.
I tried real hard.
Then
it's only I could get it only 12:25, and this isn't a tape. It's
there.
A computer.
I looked at the clock. I didn't know what time it was.
Oh well, me neither.
I should know.
You should, because it hurt so bad.
But if you were in the other room right now,
there was that
it was
Bob
cold.
That's right. Bob was holding your hand, and you were grinning. You had money in your other hand.
I saw a mirror.
And lots of zeros on that piece of hundreds of them.
You can have your own show and fold it all up if you wanted to. And write all over it.
You had a pinball machine.
Clean it up.
It smelled like
subgenius.
So we could play record albums by subgeniuses like
Jones,
R. Stevie Moore.
I'm only dreaming this. It was a kid.
I never even listened to R. Stevie Moore's album, but there it is. I had to buy it, and I'm I'm puzzling evidence.
Yes,
it was a terrible radio show, and there were voices in your head, and you fought with those voices. We pushed them all over
about everything but
we could have watched TV, stayed home, or taken that rocket to the moon.
I could be eating right now.
You know,
I could be having a stomach ache.
Yeah, I could be watching a special on Spike Jones or something cool like that.
I mean, if you call this a radio show,
I'm sitting down here
a damn golf.
Talking to some guy in a UFO.
That was the janitor.
You think you're on air right now.
You got another. God damn.
You think you are
on
air right now. You've got.
Of course, you drove away and got to ZX. What can I say?
Well, you could say.
This is a radio show.
Shut up, pink boy.
Come here, pink boy. Come here, pinky. Bye bye bye.
Hello, pinky. Bye bye. This is pink boy. Say hi.
Well, hello there, pink boy. Please don't get any on the furniture, okay?
Oh, maybe I do that, though.
Isn't he cute? He's almost as cute as our audience.
Everybody in the audience, raise your right hand up now.
Look at all.
Oh, that hurt.
Hail the other genius for Jesus.
Why do they keep
radio
doing
listeners.
This?
And radio's being turned
pink
off
boy,
all across Northern and Central California. People
that's
rolling
right.
over in the muck and going back to sleep.
Going up to
cave. Yawning for the nation.
That's right. Yeah, I'm even paying.
Down
for
to cave
too.
From where this stuff?
Hey, Frank Ben, please. Frank Ben.
Frank Bent, and we're going to have some more communistic art on our show immediately.
Well, I was just watching Frank Bent when Frank Bent was on Night of Slack. In fact,
we noticed that Night of Slack.
Yeah.
I must say, we pretty much exposed that Bob Exterminator and that sucker.
Two stools.
I tell you, we saw him running up those stairs with his pistol drawn to the butt of his pants.
If you want to replace this guy,
call
4425.
Well, of course,
call
if you want.
Complain right now.
Of course, you want to join the Frank Bent fan club. You can just contact Eddie Palmer in North Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 00930.
Rather, headed
Frank, say 8484425.
Well, that's of course.
Silliness.
Say that 8484425.
No, Bob would want me to say that, and I refuse. People out there.
Bob would want you to say that.
No, Bob
doesn't
want
to call it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Frank Bent, the center ring, running around and around with all kinds of media in his hand. Yes. Jump right at me. There I say, up. Oh, there he goes. Jump over the ground screens. Now he's got that squeegee in his hand. He's running back over here.
Okay.
He's going
to
do the only 60-foot long screen now in one run. And with that squeegee in hand.
That's right.
Fire.
There he goes. Oh, God, he's spilling the paint off the ink.
Come on, get him. Up, down, pop. Bob, kneel. Come on, Bob, kneel. Bob,
poor
Bob's on his knees. We've got Bob. Where do you want him now? Bob,
duck
you sucker, Bob. You thought you had a prayer. You thought you had a chance. Well, we've exposed Bob for what he is. Bob is just some sort of sick virus running around the continent, and he won't last.
Frank Bent relives Night of Slack, in which his heroin, Bob Dobbs, died.
That's well, of course, it's always better if the heroin dies, because at the Bob Dobbs funeral, there'll be a big
Bob Dobbs funeral, which is held outside the Victoria Theater.
Here.
That's right.
Yeah, they were number one, the Frank Bent, to a signing off.
They burned Dobbs' body outside the theater.
We gotta go.
No. You realize
we'll
that
right
there's a lot of problems involved in running a community radio station.
That's real nice.
And you're one of them, Frank.
Yes, Frank Bent was the problem.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, yes.
Kill that violinist in an hour.
Okay, well,
yeah, the show's okay now.
Everything's all
good. As
we are going back. And we don't have enough sound effects.
We can just walk away from the show
and
it sound the same as it does right now.
That's right. You could be talking to us right now if you called 848-4425. But instead, no, we're talking to you, the few remaining conscious listeners of KPFA.
Yes, you.
And not even those few people are listening.
Because the listeners march down to Shattuck Avenue.
That's right.
Hoping
Why?
In some way to stop the show from this ridiculous onslaught of sound.
Mm-hmm. That's true, and there were too many voices.
Squirt universe, indeed.
Making nice on the radio for
they
you.
They were going to make nice on the radio.
They were going to make nice on the radio, but they changed their minds, didn't
That's right.
they? It wasn't very nice down at KPFA.
It was
late
sound
night.
Like Liberace all the time.
That's right.
No, it was time to get serious.
I liberate.
Bring those political prisoners in here right now. Here's one.
I've got
what
lots of
you
on the
want,
show,
soldier.
I want to protest this detainment against my own will.
Well, a lot of reason you got to cry in a country like this.
I don't have an Uno game.
Back to work.
I don't have an Uno game provided to me by the government.
You don't have a card provided to you?
I think he thinks he's on the confession show again.
Wait a minute. Yeah, this isn't the confession show. That's right.
This is the Zen show.
That's right. Now, you're here at the wrong time, it's the wrong day, and
yeah.
it's the wrong
Get
hour.
Get your religious act together. This is
right
the
now.
Subgenius Church tonight.
That's right.
You have a platitude.
We have a Bob Dobbs.
Right.
We have a supreme epoch.
We have so many platitudes, they run out of our earphones.
The leader of any other religion that
We've
I've
got
ever
foghorns.
Saghorn, leghorn. You have platypuses?
I don't seem to realize it. We're out here in this little boat looking for the tugboat.
That's right.
They're gone.
We're not. We've got to do a radio show at midnight.
Leo Bustanglia told me that tugs are good things.
Oh, here we go. I think we found it now.
That's
throw him a line. Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Okay, what happened?
Hello?
Good
hello,
morning.
Hello, hello. That's a hell of a...
That's oh, really what happened, I guess.
Okay, let's try again. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. That's better. Okay, what do you want?
I don't know.
Well, what do you need? You need money? You need
Here's
sex?
I don't know music then.
Well, I don't want to say drugs on the air, but you need some dope. What do you need? I mean,
we're having your I don't know party.
Anything.
You're coming out into I don't know land. Okay, wake up now,
Paul. Yes, he's running around.
That's right.
Come on, let's do some push-ups.
Quick, place the bet.
Yes, this is detainment
we've
call.
We've got a lot of questions we're going to be asking you.
You're
going
to have to stay after the show now. Clean up the studio.
And write the script on
That's
the blackboard
right.
100 times.
You paid for this
and
station.
It's a long one.
Granted,
tonight.
You did, but you paid for the other station, too, because you bought those products.
And look, the callers are lighting up on fire now.
If you would have bought
the
Gary
little telephone bodies
cereal,
are flame with
those stations would be gone by now. Yes.
Yes.
The
yes.
dial
They'd be all poofed like little smoke and ash.
Only KPFA would be
Just
there.
You listening to us.
You'd have a choice. Yeah. Us or nothing.
Yeah, what do you think? What's the choice?
Bought those products. Well, we're going to have to ask somebody else real quick. Hello,
like you.
Yeah, bless you, Frank Bix.
I've heard Mr. Nelson. I've heard Mr. Ben, and I don't think the court needs to hear any more of this stuff unless
well,
you just
no,
want to say it.
We got a new guitar player.
Okay,
this is Lucky Luciano, the 14th, playing the natural rhythm bass of the. Well,
let's hear it.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
okay,
go ahead. Okay. Can you hear us now? Is the question?
You can see it on TV, and we got it right here on tape. You can see it later in the afternoon.
Okay,
of course,
let our listeners see it. Put it on the
TV.
The
bizarre will just wear it off. You know, I was in Berkeley today twice.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, focus a little bit.
Well, we'll call back later. We have more interesting things to say, of course.
Okay.
How late are you on tonight, anyway?
Just put the decals on.
13:30.
You're on until 13. Well, listen to this.
Right, that's the kind of
thing. Could you spread your legs for us more?
That stuff makes me want to get my ID out.
All right.
That is very rude. I'm sorry we got to interrupt you like this. It's been a fun invitation.
I don't know. These people must be crazy.
These yeah, do we get union rate for this or is it expensive?
Yeah, you guys, you know, the check's in the mail. Don't worry, the check's in the mail. And some for me, too. Hey, and when you guys are cutting up that show extender, I want an extra line.
I want to know if we get all these things we promised you, and if you pick them all up at a certain
and
time, will we really be millionaires?
Yeah, that's right. Just meet me in that phone booth down.
Don't let the cops
people
spot
in the room.
The
news are funny as a second
one to the station now. Nobody can figure out what's happening.
Can you believe it? Americans stepping on cars?
Ugly
Heaven has prophesied that.
Ugly Heaven.
I'm having a deja vu.
Oh, man.
What?
Uh-oh.
Hi, this is Paramecium Patrol. Do you have any Paramecium?
Yeah, we have a whole bucket full of it down in the basement of KPFA.
They're all trying to get out. Listen.
Yeah, they're waiting for you. In fact, they're very impatient. You got any crumbs or anything?
Well,
you feed
we'll send the trucks right over. You see, you are violating several...
Hey, you know that we're funnier than K-Fog in the morning?
That's right.
Or K-101, or Camel.
Yeah,
or
did you hear what Gary Gabofam said this morning?
Wow. Did you see that picture of Gary Gabofam on the poster of the city?
No, not Gary G.
Gary G.
Bofam.
Yeah,
he's a friend of ours, yeah.
That's shocking.
We know him.
It's like an egocentric
self-abuse. We deal with small things.
Well, look, we're rabies patrol ourselves. We know the same problems. We have repeat offenders with rabies.
Yeah, if you see that truck once, you'll never see it again.
That's
I drive that truck. No cracks.
Oh, there it goes. Hey, there's a red record on the turntable. If you can guess what it is, you can have it. Yeah, we're going to be giving away all the personal effects of the workers at KPFA.
Yeah, we got them all gathered here in boxes.
Public
got some change we got from the couch.
Yeah,
some old tape and stuff.
If anybody wants KPFA's coffee machine, just please call in right now.
Yeah, 848-4425 for the coffee machine. And we know you in UF Oakland want the coffee machine.
Did you call in for the coffee machine or for the four-track?
Well, I'm doing the Canon P155 copy. I'm talking about the Bruce Carter Many Colors. I've been talking about these screw holes.
Wait a minute, Dr. Bruce Carter
has
put screw holes in your cat?
He wasn't supposed to put screw holes in the cat. All he was supposed to do was put the sign up on the wall.
I can't contact the district attorney.
The show may save your life, but we're not sure about that.
May save your life for you.
Or what we want to do for you, that matter. I mean, Bob's taking care of us, no matter how you pray.
May save your life.
You're 1997.
Repeat after me. May save your life.
Your attention and willingness to learn.
Right into the
may save. Your life.
May save your life.
From foul spittle when he cleans it out.
May save your life.
Well, if I had
it could save your life.
Give me an awful lot of damn money for it.
Well, we got a lot of shit to do tonight.
No, sorry.
We got a lot of listeners to insult, and we have a lot of...
I'll be calling back later when I think it's more spittle time.
Yeah,
we're talking funniness.
We are
talking
air conditioning. I hope
it can go beyond...
Tell me, is the Frank Bentz show still on?
Doing our share.
Okay, we go through an awful lot here in UFO to think of funny things to tell the rest
learning
of the world.
Learning the rules of self-survival and remaining self-reliant.
But I'll tell you, it's rough.
This will help our government heal itself.
I want to know, is there anybody in Berkeley?
In as much as today's battlefield, most likely will be on our home front.
Yeah,
Shattuck Avenue.
Well, which part of Shattuck?
Learn why civil defense.
Got a, what? We've got somebody with a female urgent pain here who's down on Shattuck Avenue, but in Oakland, is there any clinics here to help that person?
That's right. We probably
just have to come on down here to Shattuck Avenue.
It could be a girl or a woman who suffers pain or irregular period, periodical type pain.
We're not going to talk about that.
We'll just have to get in the car and come on down here like the rest of us.
That's right. Just pay your money and take your
hours.
Times like today, when seconds could mean our survival,
here you are, live on the air, and
this non-military
what's going
group
on and why
is active
you
in your
us
community.
And we call it the
What? We can't hear you.
It's a faraway former show by somebody else entirely.
And it wasn't even funny then.
How's that, huh?
How's that?
Now everything's normal. Everything's all nice, and we'll play the nice music just like the show that's usually here, imprinted on tape.
Everybody.
But this show is not pleasant.
Not for
no,
listening
well, we
either
can bring it
directly for editing.
You're there. Okay, you take over the show.
Okay, here you go. That's right, you're the show.
You are the show.
Student Network of the Church of the Vision, the Magic, in the gutter of
they
the
will
street
risk their lives in the event of any disaster to aid and help
down
you to safety.
We're ready to talk to you people. We got jobs for everybody out here. with no business at all.
Your life is your responsibility.
We got opportunities open there. You can't type, you can't talk, you can't get credit.
Only
come on
by
down.
Your willingness
we
to learn the rules
the magic
of self-survival
of the form,
well in advance of the need.
I mean, we can talk to you for all
and
night
several
long.
Defense help you.
Come down, we'll put you to work. You got fun.
We've got a lot of fun, and we're going to be having a lot more fun with this listener. Hello, little listener.
Many Americans are overcome with feelings of despair
there in inner space.
Merely because they have built an insecure feeling since man made the atomic bomb.
Speak up, or it's going to hurt.
I'll tell you what I've done since I've been listening to the show for some time. That is.
Man made the atomic bomb.
That you're funnier than the callers. So you talk over them, you don't listen to what they have to say, and you don't interact with them.
Since man made the atomic bomb.
That's how we get our ego gratification, is by chewing up the listeners.
Yes,
it makes us strong and healthy.
Because you're on the radio and we're not. You're in control of the knobs, right?
I'm standing here. I don't control any knobs.
Oh, well, what man has made, to destroy.
There are others who control the knobs.
Those up in the solid glassine booths.
This is called the KPFA engineering department.
Yes. Okay, very well, but the point is, control does rest with the caller.
Can be defeated by knowledge.
Control does rest with the caller. He can turn that radio off and go back to sleep like a normal little person.
That's true.
And remember.
You might not hurt yourself.
But don't you think it's...
We've tested many atomic bombs.
We've got one targeted for ye.
We learned how to act and what to expect.
Yes, yeah, that's the right. Least really overdue is we've got really big mouths down.
We, this nation, by the very nature of these tests,
try to be funny.
Knowledge under actual conditions.
We have funniness.
We have to afford you protection plans from such a bomb.
Yes. We have insurance for like forgotten punchlines and like from Gabofam, Gabofam, and Gabofam.
And if you can't think of anything to say, you can always press a tape button, right? Get a cart rolling.
Oh,
that's
yo,
right.
Ho,
now confidence within you,
some tape
and
wear.
Oh,
I'll tell you
wet.
What. Hand me that Swally and tape.
We're
going to
sell your parents' house on the air right
let's
now.
We'll just turn on tape recorders and
learn
play it until we can't hear nothing no more, and then we'll run over the caller.
Have you ever been at a party and you said something really dumb and then there's a silence right after it?
Knowledge like this will give you a feeling of security.
Has been free.
Worked on that. Yes.
Good morning. What happened?
This time, Mr. Jack Fuller, civil defense.
No, you're not funny. Are you funny?
The city of
hey, I was
state
funny
of California.
I was afraid of it.
Yeah, I was afraid you were funny once.
Well, hey, guess what? I'm being funny again. You know, I was talking about this early to a good friend of mine. He said, I should buy this guy's house on the radio. I had some premonition. So I said, well, how much? Nobody said anything.
You can call back if you want.
I got a lot of property open there. Hey, you ever heard of Big White Lumberyard and Big White Transamerica Pyramid?
Down there.
No, television white.
Listen to what
you're talking about. Oh, well, this is, of course, on television. We're on Big White TV network.
Is the Frank Bench Show still broadcasting?
Oh, we're 24 hours right now. You
listen
think
to what
he
will tell
somebody,
you.
Man? You got to turn on Channel X. We're having a hell of a lot of fun here.
No, I wish I were on Channel X.
Well, hey, you are, man. You may not be there in picture graphics, but you are there in vocalization, and we
listen
are
to what he will tell you.
We have a network of probably 15, 25 people who are just sitting around going, wow, this is
give
incredible.
Words, all your
never
mind.
Had so
hardly
much fun
incredible.
In my life.
Hardly incredible.
Of course, they
wait.
Good morning. What happened?
Dial and die.
I've got nothing to lose.
Falsify this.
Well, we've got nothing to give.
I'm not involved with it anymore.
You're not involved with Bob Dobbs?
I, for one, want to clear my conscience.
That other one.
I want to tell KPFA's listeners, audience, that KPFA is now and has been under CIA influence. And if someone could only take the time to.
Jerry, it's you. You've come home.
Listen, if the strings could be severed,
come on back.
And I want to tell you and your jokes there, that don't bother to look for
jokes.
Me because I'm gone, man. You
wait,
never
wait,
me.
Don't go.
You were never here.
Look what happened to him. He became another listener.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about the echo. What happened?
Okay, you blew my cover. I want to confess. I work for the CIA. Doug works for the FBI.
Yes, I am the CIA.
Fam works for
and
the
they
NSA.
Are some sound effects. And
we're all here.
None of us really exist. It's just a computer.
Actually, we all maintain separate
wait a minute. None of you exist.
That's right. None of me exist either.
Do you think we'll just accept anything you have to show us?
We think that it's probably better if you accept it.
Better if I accept it than what?
Then if you don't accept
then you
it,
know.
The world's in a lot of trouble. There's
the alternative is you
really
become David Meyer.
Happening.
Oh, my
you really
God.
Know what's
what?
Happening.
I mean,
and if you were a Knight of Slack, you know what that means.
Do I know
what that means?
Yeah.
Well,
do I wonder what that means?
No. But, and you're asking the right questions of the astronauts at this
that's
time.
That's right.
This they can't get in space, but you can talk to them.
Save your life.
Yeah.
And the lives of
don't forget to infected? Save your life at the right time.
That's right. This show's on at the wrong time.
Because if you don't, you won't be able to make any split payments to KPFA, KPFB, or that little Rio Grande place.
Whatever
Rio Grande place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got we can't tell you more than that unless you send money to the station.
But in India, that'd be a Rio Grande place, wouldn't it?
Subliminal messages.
Hold on. Hold your breath and stand on one foot and wait for the little noise in your head to stop.
Subliminal.
That worked on that guy.
Don't say subliminal.
Hello?
No, that's okay.
You're on the air.
Hello?
I'm saying
don't
no.
cuss. I don't okay. believe you answered the phone. I thought
I
was having
stopped
ringing.
I turned the tables off.
Room at the White House.
Oh, we're going to clear sweep away some effects here, and then you just come up out of the ground.
Blah, blah, blah. But if you blah, 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 I'll blah, blah, blah. I just had a question.
Okay.
I've been listening to you now for some time, and I feel myself sort of rather drifting towards your belief, but I'm not quite sure. That's a religion.
Weird.
Yes, it is.
That's just
come
weird.
Up, when you ask people
are they up there doing that stuff?
You, is this sort of a offering somehow?
Yes. This is actually the first world's first industrial church, and we do declare our earnings.
And a church.
And everything like that. We're not trying to pretend that...
You earn the money?
And yes, we earn the money. We
oh, boy, do we ever earn
radio
the
ministry,
money.
Believe me.
Well,
I mean, just
in other words,
this
if
show.
I did send you some money, I mean, I'm a very well-off person, and I feel myself really gaining something
off?
From listening
well,
to you.
Well, listen, if you're already off, you don't need us.
Off?
That's right.
Yeah, well off.
He's already
off.
Well
done.
Well, no, I'm financially secure, if I may say so.
Toaster, probably.
Yeah, I think
leave
so.
Him on.
Okay, leave her on.
What we're going to need is to take in the event of
hello?
This attack.
Good.
Bye.
We're still here.
Am I still live?
Yes.
Yeah, this is actually on the radio?
Yeah, what do you have a radio there?
Oh, no. I was in the other room. My phone is in the other room.
May save your life.
You can hear us without a radio?
What's going on here?
Hello?
Hello, you must be one of our people.
Hello?
I'll tell you what, stand out on Shattuck Avenue.
It's raining.
This
it's
morning.
May save your life.
It's raining.
I want you to stand out
hello?
In front of McDonald's at 4 a.m.
Don't say hello.
Everybody that comes to
these methods of self-survival will give you a feeling of self-reliance.
Thousands
and
thousands
feel the lies.
So did you ever finish that
lies.
Thing?
Lies? Wait a minute.
Lies? There's no lies.
Will you
oh, okay, never mind. There's
sure.
Reverend Hal's here. No lies.
Excellent.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
With a note that says that we are Gary DeVos can't provide this thing once with it.
I'll
your
just sit down and
we'll just directly deal
pull
with
up the old microphone and get my earphones on my ear.
And I will send you. I do have your
yeah, that's better. Now I can calibrate the... What the...
I
can't hear through my headphones.
It's always a problem here.
But there was something that I got and gained as a
point one. FM. In your mind. Narc form.
Well, have you ever seen a dog freshly run over by a vehicle on the street?
No, in Arizona.
In the bright sunshine.
Once every 2 hours.
Call him to get
changed. Oh, you're doing this radio magic.
You
know, I'm
going
to switch to the next headset over.
Here comes the police car. Oh, that went over the baby.
Oh, come on. Hail the officer. And ask what show this is.
Another embryo.
No. This one's a real.
Another embryo?
No, it's an already done factoid.
A show in embryo.
See? What happened?
The show just ended.
A show waiting to be born.
Please finish.
No, it didn't end. I didn't say the show it ended. It sounds like some of those boys are underwater. We're going to have to pump air to those boys.
Well, what happened?
We'll just hang up on the mind of Michael Pepe.
Oh, another hanging. You know, Michael Pepe got on the organ while he was at my art show, and he began piping out some unusual tunes. The audience stampeded for the exit.
I can't tell if it's the voice of nature or an enemy attack.
Only a connoisseur can connotate.
Good God, a voice from the primordial past, back from when he lived in the caves.
Victoria.
And the guano that dropped from our back.
Subgenius gods don't have radio shows anymore.
Oh, where do you go to school?
Yeah, they couldn't hold out, see? They weren't in it for the long haul like us. They were panty weights, see? That's all.
Oh, yeah?
Standing right here.
Weak sisters. Weak sisters, unlike us.
Yeah. We're still dancing out here in the ether zone.
What's your major?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, what are you doing?
Right above your bed.
We'll help you do it.
Just like Incubi and Succubi.
Dropping little mental presents right in your mind.
Here's a cappuccino.
And there are love gifts from us to you.
Here's a little birthday card.
Hope your birthday means the most in every wondrous way.
Here's a full
and that you will have jam on toast through every fragrant day.
And
so forth and so on. It's a very optimistic sentiment written inside this book. You know, and here's a copy of an old one, a 17th century original that was originally found aboard a pirate ship, the Revolting Grundy, in the year of our Lord 1784.
What do we do? What do we do?
Francis Lolonet was a native of France. In his youth, he was transported to the Caribbean Islands.
We've got about 3 minutes. Before it's 5 to 4 in the morning.
5 to 4 in the morning. Oh, yeah, right. You know, Jody said she was going to come and belly dance at the art thing tomorrow.
What art thing tomorrow?
It's the closing party for the art show.
Your art show?
Yes.
And what time will that be?
Oh, well, it says 7 to 9, but you can take it from me. It'll be 7 through 10 because they just can't get people to leave the gallery. Nope, they have to stand around and smile and have goodwill. Oh, you were at the talk of the town.
I was indeed. Who wants to buy into the talk of the town?
It's also
who?
Well,
I mean, I'm not made of money yet. It's a wonderful place, though. I've seen some great shows there.
Yes, one of the members wants to sell out.
Shall I sell out? That wouldn't be Lady Z, would it? She's not going to sell out. It is? Well, I guess easy come, easy go.
It's a lot of work,
I've been away for a long time, but I've got a new friend. I've got Pokey the Animal.
We're talking to all of our friends. And that was the New York scene.
Oh, that was fun. It was hotter than hell, though. I was just as happy to be back doing the pirate antics of Chicken on the Water tonight. Well, at least it's nice and cold. It was cold for Chicken. He fell overboard and splashed into the icy air.
Anything to bring in another 1,000 people.
Well, at $20 a head, he didn't have to bring in all that
many. How many people were there?
Well, a goodly crowd. I don't know. And Rob was churning out his musical synthesis to accompany a pirate drama where pirates Attaboy and Burke captured lovely jewels and turned her upside down in a straitjacket and hung her from something that she managed to escape and so forth. But it actually involved rowing around in boats and so on. And Stephen Raspa in full 18th century beard-braided pirate drag was haranguing the crowd from a boat. But then I was rowed out there, and of course I was afraid of making a clumsy maneuver with all those watching me, but I managed to keep from making any tremendous blunders.
We'll be right back.
And we had wonderful pirate music.
And did you have cannons firing and anchors and sails?
Well,
group insurance war.
Someone suggested unfurling the sail. I think that would have been an extremely bad thing to do. It would have immediately filled with air, and the thing was at anchor, and it would be dragging the anchor. And the ships and the boats, that they go up and down, and tide got pretty low. And we had to leave to go to this show.
This show, right here, 4 minutes
what?
To
Bob's
4
going
in the
on this show. Anyway.
Just listen.
Edward Teach was a Bristol man born, but had sailed some time out of Jamaica in privateers. Yet, though he had often distinguished himself for his uncommon boldness and personal courage, he was never raised to any command till he went a-pirating at the latter end of the year 1716.
Slimmest Whitman is.
Slimmest Whitman is? Oh, he wasn't on that crazy voyage.
Slim.
but he had that great little mustache.
I think it's 32,000 for my.
And we know he makes Martians' heads explode. Indian love song.
Unbelievable power of Slim Whitman.
Yeah, take it easy.
And here's what I found
in. All right, here we go. Relax. Doesn't matter how many.
In 1718, he steered towards Bermuda and met with two or three English vessels in his way, and two French ships. One of them was laden with sugar and cocoa, which he brought home with their cargo to North Carolina, where the governor and the pirates shared the plunder. Teach sailed from one inlet to another, trading with such sloops as he met, and took what he liked without saying by your leave, knowing well they dared not send him a bill for the payment. He often diverted himself with going ashore among the planters, where he reveled night and day, and oft he and his companions took liberties with the wives and daughters of the planters. The sloop pillaged by Blackbeard consulted with the traders and some of the best of the planters what course to take. They sent a deputation to Virginia to lay the affair before the governor of that colony and to solicit an armed force from the men of war lying there to take or destroy this pirate. It was agreed that the governor should hire a couple of small sloops, and the command of them be given to Mr. Robert Maynard, an experienced officer and a gentleman of great bravery and resolution. The 17th of November, 1718, the lieutenant sailed from Hampton in James River in Virginia, and the 31st in the evening came to the mouth of Oak Croak Inlet, where he got sight of the pirate. Blackbeard had information of the design, and when he had prepared for battle, he sat down and spent the night in drinking. One of his men asked him, in case anything should happen to him in the engagement with the sloops, whether his wife knew where he had buried his money. He answered that nobody but himself and the devil knew where it was, and the longest liver should take off.
You're just calling up the show.
I know, I only pay for
well, I'm just saying that...
Lieutenant Maynard came to an anchor for the place being shown, and the channel intricate, there was no getting in where Teach lay that night. But in the morning he weighed, and coming within gunshot of the pirate, received his fire, whereupon Maynard hoisted the king's colors and stood directly towards him, with the best way that his sails and oars could make. Blackbeard cut his cable and endeavored to make a running fight, keeping a continual fire at his enemies with his guns. Mr. Maynard, not having guns, kept a constant fire with small arms, while some of his men labored at their oars, more like pop, 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 pop. In a little time, Teach's sloop ran aground, and Mr. Maynard's drawing more water than that of the pirate, he could not come near him. The lieutenant ordered all his ballast to be thrown overboard and all the water to be stayed, and then weighed and stood for him, upon which Blackbeard hailed him in this rude manner.
Hey,
damn you for villains! Who are you? The lieutenant made him answer. You may see by our colors, we are no pirates. Upon this, Blackbeard took a glass of liquor and drank to him with these words. Damnation seize my soul if I give you quarters or take any from you. In answer to which, Mr. Maynard told him he expected no quarters from him, nor should he give him any. By this time, Blackbeard's sloop floated as Mr. Maynard's sloops were rowing toward him.
He said sloop.
The pirate fired a broadside. I didn't say frigate. The sloop the lieutenant was in, having 20 men killed and wounded, and the other sloop 9, this could not be helped. For there being no wind, they were obliged to keep to their oars, otherwise the pirate would have got away from him, which, it seems, the lieutenant was resolute to prevent. After this unlucky blow, he ordered all his men down and exclaimed, KPFA, 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. Time is just 4 o'clock. Arr.
It's a scary pirates that say bad words.
Mr. Maynard was the only person that kept the deck except the man at the helm, whom he directed to lie down snug. Then the men in the hold were ordered to get their pistols and their swords ready for close fighting, and to come up at his command. When the lieutenant's sloop boarded the other, Captain Teach's men threw in several new-fashioned sorts of grenades. But by good providence, that had no effect here. The men being in the hold. Blackbeard, seeing few or no hands aboard, told his men that they were all knocked on the head, except three or four. And therefore, says he, let's jump on board and cut them to pieces, lads. Whereupon, under the smoke of one of the grenadoes just mentioned, Blackbeard enters with 14 men over the bows of Maynard's sloop, and were not seen by him till the air cleared. However, he just then gave a signal to his men, who all rose in an instant and attacked the pirates with as much bravery as ever was done upon such an occasion. Blackbeard and the lieutenant fired the first shots at each other, by which the pirate received a wound, and then engaged with swords. Click, click, thing, thing, tang, snick, snick, insert banging sword noises here. Till the lieutenant's sword snapped in two, and stepping back to cock a pistol, Blackbeard, with his cutlass, was striking at that instant that one of Maynard's men gave him a terrible wound in the neck and throat, by which the lieutenant came off with only a small cut over his fingers. They were now closely and warmly engaged, the lieutenant and 12 men against Blackbeard and 14 scurvy pirates, till the sea was tinctured with blood round the vessel. Blackbeard received a shot into his booty from the pistol that Lieutenant Maynard discharged. Yet he stood his ground and fought with great fury till he received 25 wounds. At length, as he was cocking another pistol, having fired several before, he fell down dead, thump, by which time 8 more out of the 14 pirates dropped, and all the rest, much wounded, yumped overboard, and called out for quarters, nickels, and dimes, which were granted, though it was only prolonging their lives a few days, since they would soon dance His Majesty's hornpipe, kicking on the air at Old Dookie.
Not how it goes.
Here was an end of that courageous brute, who might have passed in the world for a hero had he been employed in a good cause. What seems a little odd is that some of these men who behaved so bravely against Blackbeard went afterwards a-pirating themselves, and one of them was taken along with Roberts. The lieutenant caused Blackbeard's head to be severed from his body and hung up at the bolt spirit end of the bowsprit. Those of his crew who were taken alive told a story which may appear a little incredible. However, we think it will not be fair to omit it, since we had it from their own mouths. That once upon a cruise, they found out that they had a man on board more than their crew. Such a one was seen several days amongst them, sometimes below and sometimes upon deck. Yet no man in the ship could give an account who he was or from whence he came, but that he disappeared a little before they were cast away in their great ship. But it seems they verily believed it was the devil.
I know some guys I talked to thought it was Madame Pelle.
Well, that's what sailors believe.
Yeah.
Yes, it was the devil, the extra man in Blackbeard's crew.
Always the devil. Everything's mysterious.
Well, it just shows how wicked Blackbeard was, that one of his boys was the devil.
Okay, back to the fight.
What about voltage from the bottom of the sea? You know, ooze-dwelling microbes can power electronics, according to some beetle-browed scientists. Some types of odorous bacteria living in seafloor muck can generate enough electricity to power small buses and forklifts. Field tests have shown this recently. The months-long trials may herald a new generation of... Have you seen the Segway and the postal authorities riding it? An interesting device with its inboard gyroscopes. You've seen them?
No, they are
devices. They zoom forward when you lean forward slightly, and when you pull back, they stop, and they don't fall over because they've got a gyro inside, and they're on
Ginger.
Two wheels.
Yeah, that was originally called Ginger. The name changed it when it was
a They call it
prototype.
The Segway because supposedly there's something far better that they intend to introduce as soon as they get Segways out there. Well,
that's the third name I've heard of. Yeah, it was Ginger only while it was being built, and then it became something when it was unveiled. And
Ginger,
actually, some police departments have purchased that, big little fleets of those.
Well, they
around.
Said that postal employees did it because although they have trouble going up the hills. When they go down them, they charge themselves up again.
Yes, and so you mean the workers.
Well, I actually meant the segways, but... You know, diets rich in lycopene, the primary pigment in tomatoes, can reduce a man's risk of developing testicle cancer and prostate cancer. So, well, if you don't want to eat that, agriculture scientists have now found that watermelon is a far better source of the so-called carotenoid than tomatoes are, and at least as well absorbed by the body. So if you don't dig love apples, you can get a nice watermelon and save your prostate. That's one way to do it. New chemical analyses by USDA scientists show that the red part of the watermelon can have about 40% more lycopene than an equivalent weight of uncooked tomatoes. Ugh. Has.
You sure know where to find it.
And you know what? Tonight, Scott Munson once again brought a huge box of vegetables, and so there were tomatoes sailing at us toward the boats, you know, while we were trying to do our thing. We're out there bobbing up and down.
It's the pirate theme that gets people going, yeah. Firewood, barrage, broadside.
Yeah, my guess is, though, it's the first. Fred Carson.
I mean, really, did she do it on purpose?
So you left before the Merman's played?
That's right. We left. We had to, because Pedro was coming.
You want to get out of town.
If he had come when I wasn't there, he would have woken up Uncle Paul, and there would have been sparks flying and leaves blowing.
Old Uncle Grumpy.
Well, that's fine, Bates. Yeah. But you're a head of the Miners Association, so act like it. Now get in there and tell that marshal to stop these killings, or we will.
No miner has
always
been
about
so
to
far.
Kill
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's so far. But it takes two hands to pan for gold, mister.
It takes two hands to take claim in this country.
We've had killings here before,
we
sure.
Gotta have
but they
protection.
Was out in the open, man.
Planetary
man
scientists have for
them.
The first time
what's
precisely
now don't make sense. No reason.
A collision that smashed a big asteroid to fragments. Now these things can actually be dated, and people can figure out just what happened in the early universe. These pristine fragments could reveal how easily an asteroid breaks apart, and whether a space rock on a collision course with Earth could be destroyed by a nuclear blast. If so, this would mean it was a useful procedure to send small spacecraft equipped with heavy hydrogen weapons into space and, grappling onto the errant astro bodies, divert their potentially fatal path from the fair face of our world.
Okay. Close your eyes.
Listen to his voice and concentrate on the fact that you are going to relax.
Now, there's all sorts of things coming up on the weekend. Isn't there some sort of weird Burning Man party or something on Sunday? There's something on Sunday.
That would have been on their weed Sunday.
Oh, there's the tentacle session devoted to the women of SRL. Just like the girls of Enron. You know?
Right, and where relax, is that?
Why, it's at, I believe it's at Spanganga. Once again.
Just be very comfortable and
right
relaxed.
Right spang in the pulsating
trust
heart
me.
Of San Francisco's colorful mission.
Close your eyes.
Listen to his voice and concentrate on the fact that you
that
are
you're
going
to relax. Just relax.
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 Interview with Eric Hartmann, the world's leading ace under Messerschmitt. Kind of interesting. He went to see the Führer a couple of times, and Adolf admitted the war was lost.
Oh, no.
So we just have to wait until the Rusties and the Americans fight, and then we can...
But why would he tell
why would he tell that guy that? Well, because the record of that particular branch of the Luftwaffe wasn't particularly distinguished until they began the retreat from Russia, and all of a sudden they produced more kills and more victories than any other air force at any other time, you know, in this short space of time.
Because they were taking speed.
Well, they developed some tremendous techniques, and they would were able to crash near their own lines and keep coming back again and again.
Nice painting.
Somebody turned the lights.
Yak, yak, yak. And they got paintings elsewhere of Rommel's Africa Corps.
What a nice aircraft. Just relax.
Yes, he could have gone on to the ME-109, but he decided to stay with the old one, because he'd rather fly that than a jet.
That you are going to relax.
Damn it. Relax.
Relax.
He'd rather fly that old Messerschmitt. And people came to recognize his black Lotus aircraft painting, and they wouldn't wish to engage him in aerial combat.
Calm.
Restful. Sleep.
Somebody
People have thought that the mysterious doppelganger of subatomic physics has now been bearded in its lair. It's turned out to be the Jekyll and Hyde of microscopic atomic particles. Of course, I'm talking about the neutrino. The common neutrino, according to certain esoteric theories bruited about at Cafe Neutrino late at night. The neutrino is its own twin brother. Yes, as incredible as it may seem, it is its own eerie twin.
Of what you're saying, just why don't you just enjoy your time off?
You know, the thing is, if you go there, you can get donuts, ice cream.
Still?
Early in the morning.
Really? It's open? You can do that?
We could run up there right now, and you could stick your face in a big thing of raspberry ice cream.
Well, that would not be.
And then take it back to Tucson to the 112. How hot was it in Tucson?
It was 100. It was down to 106 from a previous high of 109. But our show was in the cool of
Well, no, I meant just trying to get around.
And in the evening, it was lovely and cool.
Of course,
it was delightful.
And the thing is, I would be so tempted to zoom out to the desert, right in the hot, late part of the afternoon.
Well, the thing is,
be
there when the sun goes down.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Yeah.
And when the moon comes up, if you can time it right,
although
then be out there. But supposedly the fire danger is so great that they've actually closed some of the wildernesses around there. How can you close a wilderness?
Go ahead,
I think that just means you can't drive a car in there and nothing could stop you from walking.
Well, they closed Diablo and a couple of the critical areas too.
So flying
just made me go out and light something.
Flying back from New York, the parts of the middle of the country looked baked and brown, and parts of California did too. The inner California, the smoke of forest fires could be seen. And then we come to the bay, and it's all covered with fog, with the buildings sticking out, and it's lovely and cool. And
you betcha. I know, I was, when we were in Dallas, Fort Worth. It always is nice to return to the Bay Area, and the door of the plane opens, and you smell that salt air. Or when you come down from up north, or coming back from the playa, that's actually been a time when I've noticed the salt air quite strongly as you come around the turn in Richmond. Man, these little armored cars are so wonderful.
Yeah, so you can buy them, you mean?
Well.
Oh, those, yes.
Yeah.
And their little funny hats that they wear.
Which funny hats? Oh, I see the little...
the ones with the big flaps you can fold down. But, you know, aren't they out in the desert? Aren't they hot in those leather full-length overcoats and things?
But I think you have to wear it because you have it with you, and you don't really have any place else to put it quite. And
bike.
Also when you're in the sun and in the dust and you haven't bathed in 7 days, you probably just don't even care, you know. It's just
maybe so.
Imagine fighting for weeks on the playa.
Yes.
Well, that's how nasty that thing is. Like that. Oh, wonderful American armored car. Makes me want to go to the bathroom.
Yes, well,
little self-propelled guns,
just
Sherman tanks,
like
and
the whole
and
mysterious
then, and then in the World War II thing, suddenly comes the Dr. Field brush.
Out of the way, little tanks.
Scene, bing, bing, bing. Oh, man, the whole thing is back pain suffer. Suddenly we're out of World War II and we're into the present day.
Well, that's where the World War II guys are now. They're suffering back pain and pushing the lawnmower through the suburban lawn.
Recoil, wow, the 16th scale little Panzer IV Aus H.
You know, one of the reasons I started taking that mag was just for the ads. Because there's interesting stuff
in
there.
How much is a little tank that rolls like that? This would be fun to
four payments of $37 or something, if you're looking at the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, the little...
Oh, no, not that one.
A battle gestanken, because it moves, so you could actually do some fun video with it.
Yeah.
Wades 5 inches, gun elevates and depresses.
Just enough of these and they could fight Gojira. Well, you know... It really is shining a light on the unknown when you're looking for neutrinoless double beta decay. And they've been trying to find that disintegration would provide evidence for physics that is not, how does one say, in the current description of the world.
Yeah, and this stuff where you get the tiny details in these battle scenes. Is
oh, yes, and those tiny ruined buildings, too, and... You could fuss over that battle set for...
You'd become Byron Warner if you did that.
Oh, he does that? He's got a big
soldier... Well, he could do that. I don't know. No, he's never done this style, but he's one of those people with the quadruple O brushes that can do it.
Oh,
the little teeny submarine. Wow. Oh, that's probably a little Wellman.
A Wellman sub?
Really? Yeah, remember that whole series of Wellman
toys? Oh, yes. Well, there is an article about midget subs in there, although today we call them little people subs. Neutrinos were first inferred to exist in 1930 to account for missing energy in the nuclear disintegration process known as beta decay. For decades thereafter, they were described as vague, massless, uncharged particles. They're so abundant that 10 trillion of them pass every second through an area the size of your hand.
Yeah, stupid little neutrons.
In 1998, researchers working at the Super Kamiokande detector in Japan demonstrated that neutrinos, which come in three varieties, electron neutrinos, muon neutrinos, and tau neutrino, can change into one another. Subsequent findings in the past year confirmed the result that flip-flopping of identity, known as neutrino oscillation, implies that the particles have mass, perplexed physicists say. Because the standard model assumes that neutrinos are massless, the oscillation findings provide the first crack in the theory that has been the bedrock of particle physics for decades.
We better order this and get it here in time for Papa Joe Mama.
Adolf Hitler's pocket change.
Yeah, I saw that.
The actual change found in his pocket.
It's like about 40 bucks or something for Hitler's pocket change.
Yeah, but we have to bring him a tributer. He'll send the squads out after us.
Hitler did not need to pay for anything. He just...
Indicating he did like a JFK thing.
Mustache would just twitch and people would bring him a free chocolate soda.
Like caller J. Edgar Hoover.
Caller alert.
Okay, caller.
Oh, there's the caller now. Now, what do you think of the eerie twin theory of the neutrino? Yeah. Oh.
Well, I think the Dolly Madison zingers were actually better.
Better than Yankee Doodles and Devil Dogs?
I bet you dinner could be 6 cans of Gingy Moore beef stew.
What about Hostess snack
4 kits? Packages of Bazingers.
And Hostess Twinkies and fruit
8
pies.
Cans of Hawaiian punch.
You get a big delight in every bite.
I was suffering very bad reception a moment ago, but I heard you
hear the crackling.
Mentioned something about doing a film with Gojira.
Gojira. You mean the radio-controlled one for $200?
Yeah, that's... Well, no, not for $200.
$200 for not only Godzilla, and he's about 18 inches high, and he walks, but you can unzip the Godzilla suit off of the armature, so the armature itself rolls and walks and talks.
Now, what would be the fun of that?
Well, then you could build your own suit, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, I
your
see.
Own monster.
I see.
And still have a good radio-controlled monster.
Oh, yes.
The reason
that
I'm
would
calling
be good,
is because I happen to be one of those lucky people who has a 26-inch tall remote control.
No.
And it's headed this way. Is that what you're trying to say, son?
I'm shamefully embarrassed to admit it cost $850 from a little...
Yeah, no.
The quality goes in before the name goes out.
At least, yeah. I mean, if you put it anywhere near me, then you would see how How? You'd see how.
And you'd learn how, too.
But, yeah, that sounds great. So you, in the privacy of your own home, have Godzilla walk around?
Yes, I do.
And Godzilla underwear?
And he barks as well.
And it really has a little sound? And a little smoke? Any smoke from the nose? Or?
No.
And full arms akimbo action?
Yeah, arms akimbo.
Wow.
Tail wagging, head swivels back and forth.
That's pretty cool.
He's a bobblehead Godzilla.
Ultimate Godzilla toy. And I heard you talk about film, and I've always wanted to do something with this, but I don't have the video equipment from Sony.
Everybody needs a video equipment from Sony. So, again, in the privacy of your own home, you build elaborate sets and spend way too much time alone making tiny tanks, tiny tanks, tiny, tiny, tiny tanks. And then watch Bridges of Toko Ri, which has the best model airplane attacking a bridge ever.
You know, when that came out, the army was incensed and thought that they were actually destroying planes, and it turned out, of course, that it was just excellent model work.
It really is excellent model work. It's really gorgeous.
And then Ravel was incensed.
Ravel made good models, mister.
Oh, they did.
They were no Lindbergh
line. Many, it seems like years ago, it was actually about 5-6 years ago, I went and
Monogram
was in,
made fabulously exact
in Atlanta with Ivan Stang, and we were judging a costume contest, and there were about 20 to 30 people that came out and did their sketch, and many of them were trash, but one of them, the one that brought down the house,
Aurora model.
Yeah, the
monster
Aurora
models.
model monsters. Real people doing, you know, the spotlight would come on and there'd be the Frankenstein, looks just like the model, and he'd walk up onto a base that looked just like, basically would assume the position of the model. And they had the Frankenstein, the Wolfman, the Dracula, and the fourth one.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
So they're standing there. We're on our feet screaming. It was so cool. And they had the original TV ad soundtrack playing where all these people moved into position. And then it was, as we were just hooting and hollering, the sign that said Aurora fell, and there was the fifth model that hardly any of us got because we're guys. Bride of Frankenstein. The place came apart. It was so funny. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. They had so well even timed their presentation.
That's neat.
And they looked so good. You wanted the model full size like that. That would have been great in the corner of your room.
But Halcyon makes an awesome model because they are Japanese and they are Ichiban.
Yeah. I have a few of their UFOs and spaceships.
Now, what model would that be again?
Well, it's Halcyon. I got the alien Nostromo from them.
Yeah.
10 years out of print, but
they're like a little tiny Bandai. Mm-hmm. Who owns everything? Bandai owns everything. Bandai brought out things like Ultraman.
Oh yeah, I've got a laser blast.
Ultraman.
Laser blast alien.
I got them too. I got them in a box. I have never put them together, but I will someday. And I've got the Mars Attacks Martian resin model, not from the movie, but from the cards. I've got the spitting Dilophosaurus from Jurassic Park. The monogram bulbous hipped Tyrannosaurus. That's about 5 feet long, but I've never put it together. The visible man, still invisible in his package. The futuristic bat from Dougal Dixon's Biology of the Future, not put together. A plesiosaur, not glued together.
Oh, it's 426, by the way. So 420 guy is probably taken off. Models inventory from Tucson or something?
No, these are models that I have that I've never put together because where would I put them? But I'm conscious, indeed intently conscious of the fact that I own these treasures, but I have no place to store them, alas.
Yep.
Standing room only now. I have to tiptoe around piles of objects to transact my daily business.
Not to do a commercial or anything, but there's a company called John F. Green, and I have loads of their catalogs.
And what do they do?
They specialize in warehousing out-of-print, out-of-date model kits.
Do they have the Metaluna Mutant?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They've got oodles and oodles of everything from way back when.
Mutant.
Somebody scooping up the country and all these wonderful models that we've long forgotten. That's
just great. As in the real world, the Republicans are stealing everything that isn't nailed down. In the model world, the fans are taking everything that's neat and keeping it for themselves behind a veil of high prices and con hucksterism.
Look up John F. Green on the intranet.
John F. Green, eh?
The internet.
From the inner mind to the outer limits.
Well, I want to work with Greg on animating this Godzilla.
Well, go ahead and animate away, son, because there's nothing better than the great
art. You know what it is? It's like a miniature version of animating the original R2-D2, which was a huge nightmare as they tried to get this little rolling guy across sands and shots. But that's the fun of it, is trying to get the shot to look right. And you worked so hard for 2 seconds.
These fascists aren't even pretending.
Did I tell you I met Ray Harryhausen a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, and they whisked him away. As soon as you were mind-melding with it.
Yeah, they did, but
it
still
smells like a Nazi. It's probably a Nazi.
That's next week. Next week, we'll have a real Nazi on the show.
That's right. We'll have the Nazi subgenius, and he's going to spout his disturbingly attractive rhetoric as he orates and gesticulates. Weeps and harangues in a hoarse voice, describing the New World Order under von Boza Kirsteinerism.
And boy, it's less and less a waste of a bullet.
Well, when he hears culture, he reaches for his revolver.
Do you hear he said that the French don't even have a word for connoisseur?
Yeah, that's our jokingly internet falsely accused president.
Oh, it was a myth, huh?
What, that our president was falsely accused of making that
particular
choice?
Well, no, he may have actually said it, but I heard it as a joke, and it is, in fact, a criticism of our earthly president.
In his earthly form.
I mean, basically,
that's the guy.
They get the military machine going again so they can just, you know, I mean, we're just cannon fodder at this point. They've got it going. The fat is on the fire.
Well, we're in civilian life, but there are men in military service out there, and for them indeed, the fat is in the fire, the fumets have hit the windmill,
In fact, this weekend I was being filled in on some of the new toys those various people are using. Uh-oh, somebody's gone away now. And, man, is it amazing. Some of the fly-by-glass-wire cockpits on, say, the Chinook Echo models.
I guess the telecommunications industry was just, you know, I mean, that was just passe, you know, some sort of peaceful time thing, and everybody think it's all corrupt and everything right now. Well, you want to see a corrupt industry, you watch the military-industrial complex in action.
Oh, a little bit corruption. Late for that. I mean, they've been corrupt since the beginning.
Yeah.
They've been stronger than all of us. Maybe they killed Kennedy. Who knows? But they've got some amazing toys. Like the M47 Echo Class.
Wow.
It's got 4 screens and pages that you just punch up. Amazing. Just
And what does that do?
Well, you can punch up, say, terrain mapping radar, so you can watch a 3D picture and fly off the screen.
Radar.
And in fact, by the fourth mission, they flew the fourth mission in the daylight and suddenly realized where they were, and the crews were agog when they saw the mountains they'd been flying through in the previous 3 missions at night. Yeah, it's unfortunately, it's techno heaven for the winning side, which is the military-industrial complex, as the America's history of control comes to a fever pitch now, so we need to reach out and control all the other countries around us, too. Not just our own little people here at the airport, but everybody else. So we've brought the airport to your mind. You'll have to take off all your clothes and let us check you out, so make sure you're not a tourist.
And God flew an airplane into a civil thing.
Actually, my brother found this wonderful Twin Towers commemorative Franklin Mint desk piece, I guess you'd call it. And of course, we immediately set about figuring out how big the airplanes would have to be of the models that you would
You could actually get inside them, you mean?
Well, no, I mean, you take proper proper scale passenger aircraft and then melt them in the side of that. And, of course, do cotton work along the top floor so the smoke is leaving. Then have a proper sort of memorial. Like the JFK car that I fooled myself with. Because in some catalog, for $80, you can buy JFK in his Lincoln in the motorcade. And I thought, what twisted sap would buy this
brains in your hand.
Exactly. But of course, it turns out it's a moment before that, and he's waving happily to the people on the left, to a guy who actually was dressed just like the guy who shot Tippit.
So they glorified Jesus' last moment on the cross. They ought to glorify Kennedy's last
moment. Well, no, I thought Jesus' last moment is when he's sawing off. I mean, how does he saw off the other hand is what I want to know.
The vampire.
Oh. The vampire. That's an excellent early 50s...
well, that's
air interdiction fighter in the British Navy. Vampire. I like him. He had an offset cockpit. The guy's canted over to the left so he can see the deck as he comes in for a landing.
Probably a highly classified photographic image.
Well, as you can see, it's nice out here in our little...
Sure is.
Our little watery river as we float downstream inside your
body. Oh, it's wonderful. It's soothing. I feel like all my aches and pains are going to disappear.
All of northern and central California is asleep now.
And not going to wake up. Yes, they are lodged deep in the fabric of their dreams, but do not know that their entire existence is a phantom, an echo of what actually is happening uncontestably on the microscopic level, the level of quantum events.
If you like, then dance with us here on
the
show.
How can we best illustrate the eternal consistency of this essential principle?
So it's tonight, Friday night, is the
party. Hilda is coming, and Emmeline, and your favorite little passion flower. She will be there too.
She's so cute.
Yes, it was quite a fun.
On Saturday night at Insectas, there's some kind of who down, and on Sunday night at Talk of the Town, there's the Berkeley and Purdue open for, Mongoloid X? No, the Mongoloid, there's some bizarre short Mongoloid piece.
The girl you want?
No, he has a number of women with him, and he does a kind of show.
But what kind, you know not.
It's too scary to contemplate.
Well, if anyone knows, they should try to give us a call here at 848-4425, and we'll hear just what they have in the way of an excuse.
The thing that wouldn't die, and 3,000 miles from Graceland, and A Girl on a Bridge. Did you happen to watch that? It's a French movie about a young lady about to commit suicide and is picked up, if you will, by... a knife-throwing gentleman who then she becomes a target for.
Sounds logical. After all, a knife-thrower needs a chorus girl to be able to hit the knives real close. And white always stood out so well against deep cerulean blue.
Well, we're down here at the show party that, of course, goes on 24 hours. And now, you only hear 2 hours of it during this show. But we've learned not to sleep, eat, or
blend. That's what I call real progressive jazz.
Yeah.
Figure popping Sinatra style Vegas jazz with a little tinkling piano of the high keys up in the high register. Oh, hi. Uh-oh, we've got some vocal amplification here. Why, it sounds like the voice of God. Gosh. I somehow felt that the U.S. is...
Hey, man, have you been doing drugs or something?
What, who, me? No, I'm just saying that I couldn't really locate what I hoped to find. The fountain of youth, the spring of eternal revivification. Instead, just the flat, endless, arid, baked surface of the playa. Now, I ask you, wouldn't you feel sorry, too, to go there?
Yeah, I guess.
Sure it would. You know it would.
What are you talking about? The end of the playa, there's an end of the playa, and then you would feel badly
yes,
getting there?
Yes, it does come to an end, doesn't it? It seems as if it goes on forever, but in fact it is bounded by definite geographical anomalies. Too bad. Well, still, there are hills around there. You can go up them, and you can look. You can help me look for O. Henry candy bars and...
Yeah.
And of course the whatever I have that might take from your electric train set. And I guess that's it.
Oh, I see what happened. It was kind of like
help humanity and save people from the communists.
No, who's confusing whom?
I guess so.
Okay, here we go. We're going to help humanity and save people from the communists.
And has been deemed that anything not good for you is bad, hence illegal. Alcohol, caffeine, contact sports, meat, bad language, chocolate,
what
gasoline.
Alcohol, caffeine, when, chocolate, gasoline.
When Papa Joe Mama comes, we have to adhere to the very strict regimen of the Führer's wishes on food and bubble gum.
All this because we live in California. It's
let's talk about the hair.
Newly developed hair? Repressive.
And lose the kimono. You look like a couch.
Aspect.
He's giving us a number from the show, isn't he?
Yeah.
They yeah, we do that. We fall back on it.
848-442-5. No, leave the mic on. We're on the air right now.
Your mic on by mistake,
no,
man.
That's all right. That's
well,
yeah.
We could figure out where that sound was coming from,
this is what happens
from,
when you use drugs.
I thought
drugs.
I blew a speaker or something.
Oh, they're all right. They just, well, they live life to the fullest. The devil take the hindmost.
Ranks between rubber chickens and cheese.
Oh, thanks.
Your show is morbid, but I love it. There's no need for this team.
So the show has
no, it's not that morbid. It simply refuses to, well, to sugarcoat
unusual
the harsh lessons
three-day
of life.
Yeah.
Hallucination.
That's
trips.
The stuff. That's what we do on the show.
Some unbelievable experiences. That was so bizarre that nothing was unusual. Whatever happens, happens. Was a cliche that was a part of the lifestyle. Anything went. There was nothing shocking anymore, and it wasn't cool to
the
be
1920s?
Angry or violent. No, we were now
during
experiencing
the show.
A new world
oh,
scene.
Oh, that makes
you know?
Perfect sense. You know, we've shattered more taboos than there are grains of sand in the Sahara Desert just by doing this show.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean to bring such a large group of terrorists. I mean, tourists. Yes, to the airport. I didn't have to have them subjected to punches and pinches and probes and all.
Jim, on here. Turn around.
Well, that's an ample opportunity. So, since was obviously elsewhere engaged at a different time.
You know, and I know, that chaos and bedlam are consuming the entire world. UV light waves are only the beginning. We have an inch of topsoil left.
Chaos.
This sexually transmitted diseases, deforestation, irreversibly progressive depletion of the global gene pool. It all adds up to oblivion, pal. Governments will fall. Anarchies will reign.
Is this an old
it's a brave
movie?
New world.
This go. Isn't absolutely contemporary.
It's
slightly out of the running, when you say it.
That ought to give those nerds a bionic boner.
Be careful that they're not.
The sound of these birds makes my flesh creep.
An immortal being migrating silently through the universe, creating new stars in its wake. To know the why of them. Think of the secrets we could unlock. Think of the secrets.
Does that make you feel funny, son?
Well, it makes me feel.
You don't feel woozy?
Funny.
Like you might faint?
I'm afraid I already did. Swimming
this is
back
in the 90s. Nobody apologizes anymore.
Each minute apologizes. Dollars. Big dollars. Dollars to which you are in.
Dollars for Dobbs.
But can a hospital do more than you can do? Would a hospital know what goes on out there in space?
The best
on
thing
the other
to do
side
is
of the air.
Check yourself
in
the best hotel in the town.
All right, now put your
head down.
Get
better care, and it'll cost a lot less.
Close your eyes. Look over some.
Ho, ho. Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Matter of fact, I know just how you feel. Jolly unpleasant when you come
or,
snap up against the supernatural.
Or, as they said back in the high five, folks.
Just
take
you in hand, and the sooner the better.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Does anybody know anything?
No.
Unfortunate truth. Huge boom.
You don't know anything. Access will be denied. That's right.
Somebody be checked.
So everybody knows something.
Well, it never hurts. But, you know, you want to see him like an informed person. Like someone who knows
preparing
his
for
P's
combustion.
From his Q's.
Oh, man.
All inclusive.
More. I'd rather not, thanks.
You might would. In fact, let's go into it again and again.
Get that. Welcome to my head.
Yeah, well, my head, Colorado. I've been here several times. In this burg is really one street, one horse, tank town. And the people are all right wingers, too. Oh, my God. It
seems
was that a phantom?
Gas.
Oh, it must be the methane in the mine, the old mine full of giant spiders.
Must reach end of world. Rocker arm switch.
How are you doing? Are you reaching that switch? I think you will.
It turns the show into Michael Butter. Pepe.
Wow. Oh, no, I won't say that.
We
you know,
are,
at the previous party
yeah,
we had for
it's
the
show.
Hanging
no,
Art
I don't think so.
Show.
Not supposed to be like this.
Oh, you want slack?
Yeah,
I'll
sure.
get a slack.
I'll bring right. evidence.
Jeez.
I don't allow little Junior to watch obscenely
cards, letters, congratulations come pouring
now.
In from Kankakee to Petaluma.
What if
no, he's not in Petaluma
done.
Yet. Just hold on, he's still
he'll
on
be
highway.
In Petaluma. Just keep the faith.
Is it a game? Another, break? It better break eventually.
Minutes. Is there an object?
What if you tire before it's done?
Does it come
oh,
with
no.
batteries?
I don't know. Yes.
For them? Is it
yes.
safe for toddlers?
No.
How do you know when you're finished? How do you
you're,
make
you're,
it stop? Is that a boy?
Sometimes no means hell yes.
Before it's done.
Is there a larger model for the Abyss?
What the hell
is it?
Time travel.
It's the show.
Time travel.
Yeah.
Well, my God, it follows you around.
Isn't that very funny, Senator? You want to know what's funnier than that, though?
I guess Billy's going to tell us.
The funny thing is...
I get it.
I saw him at the No-Tell
right.
Motel.
He did it. Technology with all the phones in front of you, you won't understand it any better than I can. Now,
we can't go forward because the future hasn't happened yet. However, you can go back, and that's where things get real tricky. It turns out if you go back and you change something, it's serious. It could be catastrophic. It's like throwing a stone in a lake, and it causes ripples in the water. Only now they're ripples in time.
Time.
But just think about what I'm saying. Going back in time is a pretty easy way to make money. We have to form a brand new covert agency to police this technology and to actually protect time. It'll be called the Time
Protect Time
Commission,
from wormholes and other violations.
The President is very grateful for your time
steal
here.
Time and use it someplace else.
And good
back.
Guys who are constantly drawing
trying to go
wormholes
back and shoot
after them. You, did you ever see that one where the guy goes to shoot Hitler?
The Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just watching it recently. And you know who it is who went to shoot Hitler? Dana Andrews.
She. I mean, he did.
Yep.
I was thinking for a moment of Dana Winter. No, nobody shot
and
Hitler.
Well, my favorite part of that whole thing is the maid keeps aggressively knocking on the door every time you raise a rifle in Germany. The maid wants in your room. Until finally, of course, it is this.
This what?
The.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, we're down
it's
here
like
having lunch now.
Silent snakes littering along the hall until.
Okay, we're not having lunch, all right?
And after you've heard it, forget it. It'll be so high. But we don't want the man overboard again. Here we go. Wow, that crowd's kind of ugly. I don't know why they seem to think they can get a good bargain from us.
But let's have pancakes.
Listen to that hissing sound. And now that popping, banging sound of a strenuous... Wow. It's astonishing, folks.
It
from
is.
Here, you can see the glittering minarets and golden spires of the city of unknown Kadath. But if you move your head just a few inches, it all vanishes, and you see a huge picture of a buck-toothed urchin sucking on a Pepsi Cola through a plastic straw.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Just relax your eyes like this.
And yeah, be careful. They might freeze that way.
Ew.
Yes, I went to see the movie, and they subject you to such an assaultive pre-show.
You mean the coming attractions? Or
yeah, it's a wife, but then the cover wife. I mean, the first wife. You know what I'm saying. I mean, we're man of the world here. So first you have that one, and then, you hook up with a couple more, and this helps you get into the movie theater.
Oh, okay. So then the spiders come, right?
Oh, yeah, the spiders. They were good. The only prob was that they gave them some personality, and they were always making giggling and chuckling noises.
Monsters are good when they laugh, even until they get sprayed in the face with stuff.
With perfume.
Ah.
Which they turn out not to like.
And
but then,
so,
of course,
so
they all get
Whitman,
blown up with a big blast in the end. You know, which,
wouldn't it be great if they find out that Slim Whitman stops the eight-legged freaks? And so a series of movies use that as the joke.
I wouldn't mind.
I'd laugh real hard like this. Ha ha.
Say ha ha.
Yeah, like that. I'd laugh like the weatherman.
Well, you don't need one of those to tell which way the wind blows.
Okay, yeah, okay. I guess.
Unless they get in the car and they can't do much. Once they're inside the car, they can't alter weather patterns, observe weather from close up, or anything like that. The
weather in your face.
But the atmosphere, as it were, inside the car is one of carefully controlled, austere environment manipulation.
Okay.
Is this the line to Rain of Fire?
Well, it's the line to Perdition, maybe. Hello, you are not on the air, but what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, if you're a cave.
If you play your cards right. Oh, let's see, insert short in here. What would it be? What short question do I have? I don't
it's
say like yeah.
Here,
I mean, how can I remember?
The New World. Ging, 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 ging.
The New
and
World.
And right now, I guess people are cleaning up over at the site of the.
They may do so if they want, but that won't dissuade me from my patriotic duty of eating a cucumber.
I was just talking with the owner of Talk of Town about going to Super Kmart and trying to talk them into putting the show over their store PA.
Yeah, and did they?
Talk about Super Kmart. We would have to talk about Super Kmart quite a bit.
Well, you reflect what you know, I guess.
Rewind that.
Well, what you know, I mean...